Hey everyone, thank you for joining me on another episode of Melanin Dads. This one's a special one for me because today marks 6 years since my mom was murdered. And a lot has happened within 6 years. You know, but unfortunately for me, I was never the one to stop harboring on what happened to my mom. And you know, that transpired into going into my marriage failing, having a strenuous and strained relationship with my kids, went into a lot of things that went into a downward spiral, my mental. You know? But yeah, today it makes 6 years. 6 years that a mother, a grandmother, a daughter, a friend, a niece, whoever she was to you, not here anymore. Now, the person who did this is still out there. Why are you living their best life? Why everybody else has to pick up and keep it moving? Now, I always tell people, they're like, well, how old are you? What's that? You always want to know, how was your relationship with your mom? Yeah, my relationship with my mom was very strenuous because my mom was an addict. And she had bipolar disorder, which I found out recently. So then I factored that into, oh, well, I don't want to be like that. I don't want to be somebody who uses their mental to combat, or uses, you know, drugs to combat my mental ailments or other ailments that I have. You know, you find yourself at a very dark place, trying to find out who did this, trying to find out why they did this, seeking whatever you can get from anybody, sucking them dry, their energy. And that ultimately what led, you know, me and my wife getting separated. I stopped working when I moved down to Texas. I really took and stopped being a man. And ultimately that's what drove my wife away. So how do you move from that? How do you move from honoring your mother in a way to where it doesn't hinder you, and honor her in a way that she's going to be proud of you? Looking back at this year, would I say my mom would be proud of me? Hell no. I'm not even proud of myself. But it's what you do moving forward. Is what you do moving forward that how do you keep moving forward? How do you not harbor on something that is eating you alive? I am blessed though, I am grateful. One thing that I really try to do is get into a deeper connection with God. Because, I mean, who I have left except for my daughter? I haven't talked to my son Jaden since Father's Day. And Sage still talks to me. But hugging them and telling them you love them in their face is a lot different than over the phone. Tired feel this way. I can't give up. That'd be the easy way. I am thankful for a lot though. I am thankful that I did have a wife that helped me down for the last 6 years while I tried to rebuild myself back together at 36 years old. You know, I know I kind of get on these things and ramble, but I really feel like this is the only platform I have that allows me to just lay out my feelings without it being like, ooh, that's a judgment right there, buddy. Ooh, that's a no good look right there. Ooh, you need to say F that girl. And a lot of these people that give me advice are people who've never been married, who've never had a soulmate before. At this point in my life, I had to start listening to what people want and not listen to what I want. The easy thing for being a wife to do is to be together and work out our kinks together, but that hasn't worked up to this point. So what's the point of forcing it? I'm not forcing anything no more with nobody. No friends, no relationships, no nothing. This year I took a lot of time to try to focus on the things I wanted. Try to find myself again. So I went out in Houston and just met people and just try to get my mind off of what was going on. I realized that was me running from confronting what I was facing. And that's huge attachment issues and a bit of identity issue. Now, when people say identity issue, they're like, oh, you're Julian. I said, I know I'm Julian, but what am I Julian without Jair? You know? And that's never a good thing. Because you put expectations on people that when they fall short, you want to blame somebody. Do I miss my wife? Sure I do. Do I miss everything that comes with that? Hell yeah. But at this point, you just gotta let people go and find their own journey. So, as this 6-year anniversary comes up of my mom being taken away, a lot of things have transpired that I wish they didn't. I grew further away from my sisters. I grew further away from a lot of people. But I didn't realize that some things aren't my fight. Mom kept a lot of people together. I'm up 7 a.m. walking around, looking at birds and stuff. I am blessed about this because in Philly I couldn't do this. I'm working again. I have a goal of getting my own place, reestablishing myself as the person I was, and just try to find my path again. I like to tell my mom, wherever she's at, that I miss her and I love her, and I'm gonna make her proud again. It sucks because, you know, when you go through these type of stuff, you're supposed to be able to call your mom. When you feel lost, you're supposed to call your mom. When you feel like you got nowhere else to go, you're supposed to go to your mom. And it just sucks, man. It sucks being at this point because you feel like you can't do anything. You feel like your hands are tied. You feel like you gotta put your best foot forward every single day. You feel like you have to put blinders on to shut down and you gotta be this tough person. That shit's hard. You got to. I thought I was going to have a lot more to say. I just like to say I thank everybody for who continue listening, because this is who I am. I have somebody who's been in the past a manipulative person. I've been somebody who's been a narcissistic person. I've been somebody who's been a user of users. I've been somebody who has lied, steal, cheated his way to get to, at honestly nowhere. Nothing to show for it, except for a failed marriage, three kids by three different women, and don't have the best relationship with neither one of them. Like, spoiled goods. October 9th, 2022. I'm thinking about my mom. Because I remember that day like it was yesterday. I remember being at work and getting a call from my sister saying that they can't find my mom. And automatically I thought, like when I was a kid, like when my mom would just go out on her binges for days and leave me in the house with my sisters. The crazy part is if I went and got help when I was younger, or when I got a little bit older, I would definitely be a better person. One thing that held me down for these last 6 years is love. Love from friends, love from family, love from my kids. And when that's all gone, it's like, bro, what do you have? what else are you gonna do to give you that oomph to keep moving? And you have to realize, like, you gotta find that shit on your own. You gotta provide that for yourself. You gotta pour into yourself. It sucks because you know that you have to do those things, but a lot of times your mind tells you that you miss those things from others. Now I'm in a new state. Most part I know people, but I really don't know people. Find myself doing my podcast by myself. There's a lot that I could have done differently to secure that I'm still that nigga. But the rest of this year, and 2023 is definitely going to be my year to build myself back up, go on my own journey, find myself again. and provide healthy relationships for myself, my kids, and ultimately their moms, because they're the gatekeepers. And when I'm not doing right with them, it ultimately affects my relationships with my kids. Sucks being an adult. I tell my kids all the time, don't rush to be an adult, just be a kid. It might not be everything you want, but it's a lot better than being an adult. Having to build structured relationships, having to hold those structured relationships, having to build on those relationships. Ultimately, I've been playing Jenga my whole life. Building relationships like a tall construct and taking out the wrong piece at the wrong times and watching them fall and crumble. The good thing is I started dreaming again. I know ultimately I'm going to talk to her. October 9th, 2016. I was married. Best day of my life. To the most beautiful, organic, loving woman that I've ever had the opportunity of loving. And I've failed miserably. So much anger, so much anger that was directed at people that should have just been directed at myself and doing better. One thing is you can't change the past, but remembering it humbles you and enlightens you too. Well, it should enlighten you to do better. You know, love can only take you so far. But what else are we talking about? Sucks because I sit there on the couch and I'd be like wanting to talk about so much stuff, but ain't really nothing to talk about. What else is there to talk about? Relationship stuff when you're going through what you're going through, because how do you move forward to other conversations? How do you move forward to wanting to do stuff with that person and they not there with you? How do you figure out what all you could do is just take orders and just when the person laughs, hey, what you laughing at? Because you want to be so included again. You want to be in the in crowd. Right now I'm living in a codependency, because codependency requires you to be with that person. A cohabitation. Because my wife don't want to see me on the street. That shouldn't be her problem. I should be able just to get up and get my own place. What if I invested my money correctly? Looking back, I had so many opportunities to do better, to get me out of this hole. And I chose to be comfortable. I chose to allow my wife to take care of me. I chose to put all the burden on her. I was like, well, I don't really need this nigga around. The things she asked of me, I could have easily gave to her. But I chose to be stubborn. And I used my mom being murdered as a point to stay stuck in victim mode. Oh, I'm like this because my mom. Such a fool. Say that to say that, man, we have to do better. Some of us are doing the work, and I say I'm doing the work, but sometimes I stumble. Sometimes I fall short of the marker. Now, a lot of these issues come from our families. And that's no excuse as well. That's a big ass mosquito. Now, all I could do is just pick up the pieces and just put them slowly back together. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to not fall victim to being comfortable again. I'm going to make everybody proud, including myself. Diana Hart, I miss you extremely. And wherever you're at, I hope that you're at peace, because you deserve that. You lived a long life, not even a long life, but you lived a life of abuse, neglect, addiction. But you had so many beautiful things in your life, like your children, your grandchildren. So I pray that you're able to see where we're at and look over us still. I'm sorry that your life got taken away from you so early. Thank you everybody for joining me on another episode of Melanin Dads. Remember, take care of your mental, but also take care of your families.